بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي عبد الله النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن الحلال بين وإن الحرام بين وبينهما مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس، فمن اتقى الشبهات استبرأ لدينه وعرضه، ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام، كالراعي يرعى حول الحمى يوشك أن يرتع فيه، ألا وإن لكل ملك حما، ألا وإن حمى الله محارمه، ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. رواه البخاري ومسلم. نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that which is lawful is clear, and that which is unlawful is clear, and between the two of them are doubtful matters about which many people do not know. Thus, he who avoids doubtful matters clears himself with regard to his religion and his honor. But he who falls into doubtful matters eventually falls into that which is unlawful. Like the shepherd who pastures his flock very close around a sanctuary will soon pasture them in it. Behold, every king has a sanctuary, and truly Allah's sanctuary is his prohibitions. Verily, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the entire body is sound. And if it is diseased, the entire body is diseased. Truly, it is the heart. So this hadith classifies for us that all matters can be categorized into one of three. Number one, that which is clearly halal. Number two, that which is clearly haram. And number three, that which is doubtful. Many ulama have considered this hadith to be one of those four or five hadith which the essence of the entire deen revolves around. This is one of them. The others are innamal amalu bin niyat, that we did the other day, that all actions are only judged according to intentions. And the other hadith is min husni islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, from the beauty of a person's Islam that he shuns, he leaves that which does not concern him, in other words futility. The other hadith is this hadith, and the other one is la yakunu al mu'minu mu'minan hatta yarda li akhihi ma yardahu li nafsihi. A person can't be a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves himself. So this is one of those four or five hadith which ulama have mentioned contain the essence of deen. In this hadith we learn that we should avoid all doubtful matters. And when a person avoids doubtful matters, then automatically he will avoid haram. And a person who avoids haram, then this is the basis of taqwa, as we learn from the other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. If you stay away from haram, Nabi ﷺ taught us, then you'll be the most devout worshipper. So if a person avoids doubtful matters, then automatically, then he will be avoiding haram. And if a person avoids doubtful matters, then his heart will be at ease, he'll be itminan, he'll be tranquil. And to get this, Rasulullah ﷺ explains to us in the end of this hadith, that if your heart is sound, if your heart is pure, then this will help you to avoid the doubtful matters, avoid those things which are the grey areas, as we say. So we should make efforts to purify and to make this heart pure. And this is what this month of Ramadan is about, how we can get this taqwa, this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cleanse and purify this heart. And we find many incidents in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, pious predecessors, where they went all out to avoid doubtful things. Famous incident in Fadail Amal of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, where somebody brought some milk for him, and he noticed its queer taste, it was tasting a bit funny. So he asked this person that, where did you get this milk from? So he replied that they were camels of Sadaqah, they were grazing, and the attendant gave this milk to me. So immediately Umar radiallahu anhu put his finger in his throat, and he took out whatever he consumed. So this is how cautious Sahaba radiallahu anhu, our pious people, pious predecessors, were about doubtful matters. So may Allah, in doubtful matters also, is not only restricted to eating, but also in other things, it extends to other things as well, how we transact. If the transaction is doubtful, then we should stay away from it. So for this, we have to find out from the ulama, the learned people, that am I dealing correctly, whatever am I consuming, is it halal, permissible? And this also has an effect on a person. One is the apparent system. We always see that whatever, because of cause and effect, we see that certain things having an effect on a person. But this is another system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we don't see the cause, but definitely is having an effect. One of the reasons ulama explain also for disobedient children is when a person is consuming haram. So we may not see it, but the effect is there. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to avoid all doubtful matters and haram matters. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.